Okay, let's unpack this. Ever felt completely blindsided by a healthcare bill? Or, wondered why paying for care feels so different from buying almost anything else? Today, we're doing a deep dive into patient financing and, well, the rising costs of healthcare. It's a big one.
It really is. And for this, we're drawing insights from a really interesting article. It's called Easing the Burden: Patient Financing for High-Cost Care. It's by Meredith Kirchner, who's the COO at Cure.
Right. And our goal here is to try and understand why healthcare financing has been such a struggle, such a pain point, and maybe how a new approach could genuinely ease that burden for everyone involved, patients and providers.
Well, the core problem, and the article lays this out really clearly, is that healthcare costs in the U.S. just keep climbing. It's relentless. We're talking particularly about emergency room visits, specialty departments like oncology clinics, infusion centers, that kind of thing. Complex care, these carry some of the highest price tags.
Yeah, and these often involve diagnoses that are, frankly, life-altering, often totally unplanned.
Exactly. They require expensive therapies, complex procedures, and it's not something people budget for.
And that hits hard on both sides, doesn't it? Patients are left, struggling with these massive financial implications, often out of the blue. But then hospitals and health systems, especially maybe the smaller rural ones, they're stuck carrying the weight of uncompensated care. It really hits their bottom line.
It absolutely does. It affects their financial stability directly. And here's a key point the article raises: the lack of proactive financing. Unlike pretty much any other industry, think about it, healthcare usually only tells you what you owe after the care is delivered.
Right, you get the service first, then the surprise bill arrives later.
Precisely. This sort of retroactive billing leaves patients with unexpected debt and very few options. It just pours fuel on the fire of the medical debt crisis.
Okay, so that's the traditional, pretty broken model. Here's where it gets interesting, I think. This idea of flipping the script. The article talks about a retail style approach. What does that actually mean in a hospital setting?
It's a fundamental shift. It means weaving financing options right into the patient's experience, talking about it proactively upfront, like you would when buying a car or appliances.
So instead of the bill being the end point, the financial discussion is part of the beginning.
Exactly. Think about the key touch points in the patient financial journey, as the article calls it. Like during scheduling, patients could be told about financing options right then and there.
Okay.
And then in pre-treatment talks, you identify early if someone might qualify for financial assistance.
Makes sense.
Then, crucially, at the point of service, or maybe even before treatment starts, you offer flexible payment plans, clear options presented up front.
Before the treatment even starts.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
And even the later stages, like billing and collections, become much clearer, less stressful, because things were discussed earlier.
Let's make this real. The article uses an example, right? And Jerry, can you walk us through that?
Yeah, it's a powerful case study. Jerry's a full-time truck driver, earning $100,000 a year. So not low income, but he had no insurance. Then he gets diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You'd expect that to lead to crippling debt.
Absolutely, a nightmare scenario.
But his health system had invested in a patient-centered financial access platform, like the one Cure offers, and it made a huge difference. The platform helped him actually enroll in an insurance plan first. Then it found copay assistance that took a $4,000 copay for his chemo drugs down to zero.
Wow, zero.
$0. And it did stop there. It connected him with charity programs for things like travel and childcare, which are huge hidden costs.
Right, things people often forget about.
Exactly. And for the remaining balance, about $3,000, he was offered a 0% interest payment plan. So the upshot was he could actually focus on getting better, not drowning in debt.
That's transformative. It shows what's possible when you put the patient's financial well-being front and center.
It really does. And the benefits ripple outwards. Patients feel less stress. They're more likely to actually get the care they need without delay. And for the providers, they see faster, more consistent payments. It strengthens their revenue
Oh, are
cycle.
there numbers to back that up?
Oh, yeah. The article mentions results from one large health system that implemented this kind of approach. Get this. They increased their point of service collections by $22 million in acute settings and over $8.5 million in ambulatory settings just in 2024.
That's substantial.
It is. And they processed over 90,000 applications for financing with a 93% acceptance rate, offering zero interest options. It shows it's scalable and effective.
So what does this all boil down to then? What's the big takeaway?
I think it signals a really necessary shift.
Sure.
Moving towards a healthcare financial model that's proactive, that's patient-centered, that's transparent.
Like catching up with other industries, basically?
Pretty much. Just like retail figured out, consumer-friendly financing makes things easier for everyone. Healthcare needs to do the same. The goal has to be ensuring that financial barriers, these surprise bills, don't stop people from getting necessary medical care.
It definitely makes you think. So here's something to ponder for you, our listener. If this kind of transparent, upfront financing becomes the norm, how might that fundamentally change how we approach our health? Not just when we're sick, but maybe even how we think about preventative care too. Something to consider.